This week, an emotional crowd gathered at the Westin Hotel in Seattle, where they sang the praises of the editorial staff at KPLU, the public radio station owned by Pacific Lutheran University in Tacoma, Washington. That station may soon be absorbed by Seattle's larger public radio station, KUOW. News and talk would air on the larger station, jazz and blues would air on the smaller one, which now airs both news and music. KPLU's advisory board voted unanimously to oppose the sale, although they don't have the authority to prevent it. David Folkenflik covers media for NPR, and he joins us to discuss the proposed merger. Welcome, David.
Thanks, Indira.
So not too long ago, many major American cities had two newspapers in healthy competition with one another. But as the industry has changed, we've seen many papers merge, for example, the Pittsburgh Press and the Post-Gazette. Is that what's happening here with a larger public radio station wanting to absorb a smaller one?
I think you've seen a lot of ownership consolidation. You've tended to see consolidation both regionally and in disparate geographic locations as regulations have loosened in terms of discouraging that kind of mass ownership. You know, in the newspaper business, what tended to happen was that a dominant newspaper might acquire the second paper in town and shut it down. And that happened in city after city, region after region across the country. Mm-hmm. What you've seen in this case is the desire of the University of Washington's licensee, major important station out there, KUOW, to own multiple channels and to then differentiate what those channels are. That is, it was competing with KPLU, which also offered a fair degree of NPR and other news content. And it wanted to say, look, we're going to allow KPLU, which will be rebranded, to really fly underneath the jazz music banner, which was really one of its core strengths at KPLU. And we're going to allow our station to really dominate the kind of public radio news, views, context that people have come to expect from NPR and other public radio outlets. And they're going to turn to us entirely for that. So they were looking for channel differentiation, which they argue will strengthen their main channel, but also provide perhaps a clearer brand for the other channels that they'll own.
All right. Well, KPLU has been known for its news department and for its in-depth news coverage. And some of its longtime listeners are really upset that music is going to replace the news. One of the listeners described the transaction as a kick in the teeth to the local media landscape. So how is KUOW responding? How is it going to keep competition and in-depth reporting on the air?
It says it's going to keep in-depth reporting on the air and that it's going to supplement what it does. But I don't think it's going to have competition as part of that. You know, one of the things that public radio has offered over the years is a plurality of voices, a disparate take, a different kinds of context to what the mainstream and commercial media was providing on all kinds of platforms. Well, in this instance, you had more than one public radio outlet in Seattle, Tacoma, the Puget Sound region, doing just that. And I happen to think that a greater diversity of voices usually tends to offer a richer tapestry, a grander mosaic of understanding of how community operates. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, I think a lot of people will be understandably disappointed. But KUOW says from their standpoint, they're going to be able to strengthen what they do, both financially and journalistically, and offer a clearer and more muscular newsroom. I think all of this very much is waits to be determined by how listeners react to what they hear on the air some months should this get approved by federal regulators.
Well, to that question, is this merger a done deal?
No, it's they've come up with a plan. This has been approved by the board of the University of Washington, as I understand it, but it has to go through a few more institutional hoops. And then it's got to be sent to Washington to the Federal Communication Commission, which gets to review it and decide whether or not it will award this license held by Pacific Lutheran University over to KUOW's owners.
That decision about Washington State will happen in Washington, D.C., of course.
Yeah.
All right, well, tell us about something else happening in Washington, D.C. Right now, both of these stations pay considerable fees to NPR to run its programs. If NPR loses one of its dues-paying members, is that going to make a dent in the mothership's operating budget?
Well, the only way it wouldn't, it would seem to me, would be if somehow magically KUOW could attract every single listener who listened to NPR programs on KPLU over to its consolidated newscasts and news magazines. And that's unlikely to happen. The reason that that matters is that the dues tend to be based on the size of the audience. So if magically KUOW converts 100% of the news audiences for the other station that it's trying to draw over to the main news offering channel, why they might be able to justify at NPR that level of cost. But I think you're going to see some give and take on that. And NPR has to absorb such fluctuations with the vagaries of market consolidation with how listening patterns work. I got to say, NPR right now is much more focused on, much more concerned about just maintaining radio audiences throughout the country and figuring out ways to make sure that people contribute for what they read and listen to online as well.
Yes, another reminder as pledge drives come up to contribute to your local public radio station. That's David Folkenflik, who covers media for NPR. Thanks as always, David.
You bet.